The two leading general farm organizations in the state of Oklahoma holding a joint news availability yesterday in conjunction with the One Oklahoma Coalition. Both of those organizations are members of that group in opposition to State Question 744. Otherwise known as the HOPE Initiative. This is a measure that's on the Oklahoma ballot this November. It's been put there by the Oklahoma Education Association as they're looking for more money for common education guaranteed. And that's what it basically would do. It would guarantee money for common education. We'll put common education at the front of the line for funding by the state government. And it would guarantee that we would fund common education in the state of Oklahoma at a level equivalent or equal to the regional average. That would increase common education funding by over $1 billion in the state almost immediately. And that means that other state services would be dramatically cut, or there would be dramatic tax increases that would have to be put in place to make up the difference. And that's the rub that the organizations and others in agriculture were raising yesterday at this news availability. Jay Curtis Huckleberry, the news director for our Radio Oklahoma Network affiliate, KGWA in Enid, covered the event for us as we're out of town and had the opportunity to visit with some of the principals, including Mike Spradling, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, and also Dr. Barry Pollard, who's an agribusiness owner, P&K Equipment, an Angus breeder, but also a surgeon. He gave some perspective on several areas of concern that he has regarding State Question 744. Let's listen into the highlights of those interviews that Jay Curtis had for us with Mike Spradling, Terry Dietrich, and Dr. Barry Pollard.
Talk a little bit about the concerns as far as the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and, you know, what you see as the potential threats posed with passage of State Question 744, if that would occur.
Well, certainly to the priority issues I mentioned with our sales tax exemption that we certainly have worked hard to keep and are intending to keep. But also the property tax increases would be very detrimental to rural Oklahoma. But there's several other issues that's really of concern to us. And one of those certainly would be that our Department of Agriculture, as we mentioned, the other agencies could be cut as much as 20%. The Department of Agriculture, which represents our industry very much, and we need them.
Well, tell us, Terry Dietrich, from your organization's aspect, and also as a former teacher and public school administrator, about some of the concerns you have about State Question 744.
Well, it's all in the money, and we all want the very best education we can get for our kids, but it has to be something within our means. What are we going to do if we can't have safe bridges to get the school buses to the school? You know, it's as simple as that. Our county governments are broke. Our state's broke. And as new money comes in, I guarantee you there is a cooperative spirit around the state. Spend all of that new money we can on educating our young people. We want to. But when we change the Constitution, and when we take it all out of our hands, and we basically are putting it in the hands of these other states that have higher costs of living than we do, and it cannot come down once it reaches a level, you know, this just doesn't make sense. And then in the law itself, it doesn't even specify, okay, this much of this dollar is going to go for this kid. How do we know where it's going to go now, the way the law is written?
Talk a little bit about your concern, particularly from the aspects of agriculture and rural health, if State Question 744 gets passed.
Well, I think the biggest problem with agriculture is twofold. Number one, an increase in property taxes that could come about to help pay for this. And number two would be the elimination of the sales tax exemption. It's an 8% savings that our farmers have had available to them. And I should mention, I'm told every other state around us has the same exemption for agriculture commodities. That would be a tremendous increase in taxes to our farmers and our ranchers. It would be an 8% increase in all of the fees that they have to pay for everything. And that's something that they cannot put in their budget. I don't think there's many households in the country that could afford a sudden 8% change. So that would be the biggest potential problem, that along with the property tax increase, at a time whenever our economy is already struggling and we're in a recession nationwide with the unemployment that we have. All of those things would be concerning. As far as rural health care, I think all of us in this area and in rural Oklahoma realize the drastic need we have for better hospitals, better health care, more physicians assistants, and people that can help take care of the rural population. There are funds that the state provides through the educational process to try to get doctors and people back into those communities to help take care of people. And this would very likely have to be affected, just like everything else may have to be impacted by this cut. So at a time when we really can't afford to cut back on health care, we might be asked to. And the consequences of that go right down to the time that your child is sick and needs care and you're scared and there's nobody there.
The pro side of State Question 744, well-funded and well-organized. Of course, they're led by the Oklahoma Education Association. They've got millions of dollars to spend this fall to convince Oklahoma voters to vote yes. The Vote No Coalition, probably not as well-funded, but it is a diverse group, most certainly. Agriculture groups, the State Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Oklahoma Public Employees Association, prominent members of the Stop State Question 744 effort. The One Oklahoma Coalition does have a website. It's www.nosq744.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.